Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com. I am delighted to introduce our guest, Teresa Lawrence, an award-winning author, international speaker, and leadership coach. Teresa is the founder and president of the Trueness Project, a nonprofit dedicated to empowering children and adults to cherish their imagination and their own power to write their own narratives. Her best-selling book, The Grand Butterfly Gathering, Wings of Change for a Transformed World, is based on a live event that went viral this year in 2024. People from all walks of life gathered to create a powerful moment of unity, celebrating the profound connection between humanity and nature. It's my delight to welcome you, Teresa. Hi.
Oh, hi. What a wonderful introduction. Yes, well, the book, The Grand Butterfly Gathering, Wings of Change for a Transformed World. What a beautiful event. Thank you so much for having me here. I look forward to sharing the whole story with your audience. Well, just incredible.
We want to know, we want to know your journey, but yeah, why don't we just start with that event, because it's so powerful and fascinating. Share how that, how did that come about?
I get chills just thinking about the event. The event was so beautiful. And I want your audience to understand that a group of us, I held a mastermind in Costa Rica. It was the most beautiful experience. So a whole bunch of strangers show up in Costa Rica. We didn't know each other. And all of a sudden, we start sharing who we really are. Like, we start sharing stories. And my nonprofit is all about storytelling and authenticity and about getting to the truth of who we are. And, you know, these were people from all over the world. I had Dominic Obadiah from Kenya. I had Sabrina Castellanos from Canada. Muriel Blanc showed up from the U.S. Who else was there? Chris Morillo was there from Costa Rica. And this group bonded so much. And we set the intention. I was trying to figure out, how do I promote my nonprofit? How do I do goodness in the world on a massive scale, right? And we decided the symbol of the nonprofit is the butterfly, because we teach transformation, transformational leadership. And it's my goal to bring truth and authenticity into this world. And so what happened there is we decided that we would set the intention to do a worldwide prayer for peace while everybody dressed up as a butterfly to stand for a transformed world. And you're already laughing. We were laughing too. We thought it was just the most amazing, ridiculous idea we could have come up with. But we were on a boat when we set that intention, and we were praying for peace. And then the dolphins surrounded the boat, and they started guiding the boat. And we all looked at each other, and we got chills, and we're like, wow, we were meant to do this. And what happened afterwards is we created an event that was a worldwide prayer for peace. And we asked people to stand for transformation. I understand that dressing up like a butterfly seems like such an easy, silly act, but it's very triggering to people who don't want to be seen. It's very triggering to somebody who thinks that it's ridiculous to go outside the comfort zone. I actually had people sign up and then call me in a panic saying, I can't do this. Can I give you money instead? I said, absolutely. We are a nonprofit. People wrote me checks instead of dressing up like a butterfly. I'm telling you the truth. It was so triggering. And to me, it was so amazing to see the reactions of all the different cultures and all the different people. And what happened on June 29th was just magic. The Guinness Book of World Records showed up, because I was going for a world record in Jackson, Wyoming for the live event. I needed 400 people to show up in Jackson. That did not happen. But what happened around the world was phenomenal. I had 5,000 people dressing up like butterflies or doing butterfly themed events and praying for peace. It was just like, and you could feel the wave. You could feel the love wave. And everybody at the Jackson event was like, what is happening here? And it was so fun. We had bubbles. We had music. We had kids dancing. Everybody was dressed up in their own version of a butterfly. The Guinness Book of World Records was having fun, and they kept looking at me, and I said, I know we're not going to get your world record, but I'm setting my own. It was amazing. So that event set the tone for what I want to do in the future. And the book, The Grand Butterfly Gathering, Wings of Change for a Transformed World, everybody that went to Costa Rica wrote a chapter in the book. And they told their transformational story. And other people who were involved in the Butterfly Project, and people in Kenya and people in Nepal who also participated in the Butterfly event, wrote chapters in the book and they shared their stories. These, you know, life happens. There are hard things that happen to us. And it's the story we tell ourselves that define our future. And so I say, if you are listening to this, life happens. Let's get over it. Let's move on.
Yeah,
And
let's
I, and
transform.
yes, it is. And all of that power is within you. It's not within me. You don't have to listen to me. You can go, my whatever. She's completely out there. How can I transform my life? And the truth is, you can. You're the only person that can do it. It's your mindset and your belief in a higher power that's going to move you forward. You just have to believe in yourself. And that's what my nonprofit and this event was all about, empowering people to be themselves, to recognize their trueness.
That's beautiful. That is such a powerful story. And there's so many nuggets of wisdom in there for everyone who is viewing this and listening to this. And I love the symbol of the butterfly, right? You described it perfectly. The butterfly is a symbol of transformation. And the responses from different people, and I have to share, I'm smiling because I have butterfly wings downstairs in a drawer, and I have some friends that we have in the past. I haven't done it yet. There's a beach only a minute drive from where I live, and we'll put on our butterfly wings that light up at night, and we'll just kind of dance around and walk around the beach by the water and just feel this sense of play and transformation. So really it's two things. The transformation that you described so beautifully, Teresa, is sometimes what we need is to have that symbol, a symbol like the butterfly, to use to remind us, you know, and you've got your pictures there. That's a reminder. Behind me is a picture that has the word believe on it. And that's always reminding me exactly again what you said. All you really need is to believe. If you want to transform into to the best version of yourself, the freedom, the beauty, the powerful, you can. You just have to step into it and believe. So could you share a little bit more of how this went viral? Like how many people, I've heard all different countries participated, and were they showing like videos, pictures? How did that all transform?
It started in Kenya with the Maasai. If you guys
In
my
Kenya.
YouTube, look up your trueness and you'll see a picture of me with a butterfly hat. It's all about butterflies with me. So the Maasai tribe did a traditional prayer, and they had butterfly themed stuff going on, and it was beautiful. And I saw that and I started crying. And then events happened all over Kenya, and then happened all over Australia. And then when it got to Nepal, the kids drew butterflies and they put it up, and they had a drone going overhead to see all of the kids holding up their butterfly things. Pictures came in from everywhere. And I think they might still be up on the website, butterflymarch.com. We're going to do it again next year. And I want it to be a bigger and more global event. But you could feel it. It's like Canada participated, Mexico participated, Colombia participated. And then it, what's interesting is, so the event ends and I'm still getting pictures of butterflies because they want to continue to participate. They're like, oh, we didn't do it on that date, but we're going to do it now. And it's adorable and it's beautiful and it's uplifting.
Inspiring. It's
Yeah,
very
that's what it is.
inspiring. So I'd like to shift a little bit on how this only happened recently, and you were able to bring together stories from the other participants on this boat during this one live experience, and you authored a book just like that. I mean, sometimes books will take years. And people who want to be authors are like, no, I can't do it. There's no way. It's too much pressure. I'm not good enough. You were inspired by the dolphins and this event that felt magical. You're in a mastermind group, and that's something I want everyone who's listening and watching to hear. When you're with a community of like-minded individuals, you get the support you need. And they will lift you up to say yes, believe, and just do it. So how did you just magically write a book and publish it and become a bestseller that quickly?
I totally agree with you. The power of the mastermind is magical. And my intro to the book is called Giving Wings to a Movement. So when we were on that boat and we set that intention, we could all feel it. So it was something beyond us. And I'm going to digress and share a story that happened to me on my first day of work. As an attorney, to give you an example of something that to me still resonates. When I graduated from Columbia Law School, my first job was at 26 Broadway. It's behind the Wall Street Bull. And I got to work early my first day because I wanted to make a good impression. I got into the elevator. The elevator went, I was supposed to work on the ninth floor. The elevator opened on the third floor. And a rather tall man, over 6 feet tall, entered the elevator. He then proceeded to put a gun to my head.
Oh.
And
Oh my goodness.
in that moment, I left my body
Yeah.
and I could see what was happening. And what happened next is ridiculous. The man turned to me and he goes, "Give me your wallet." And I laughed at him and I said, "I don't have any money. It's my first day of work." No. Then he looked at my ring because I had just gotten engaged and he said, "Give me your ring." And I turned to him and I said, "No, it's not insured. You can't have it." These words actually came out of my mouth. Like these are idiotic words, right? And they're coming out of my mouth. And I'm watching this like somebody else is answering. The doors open on the ninth floor. I had just taken the bar, so I know the elements of a crime. So now he's got a gun to my head. He's grabbing me and he's dragging me into the stairwell.
Oh
Like,
my goodness.
but he had to open up the fire door. And I'm still watching this and I'm saying, okay, so now he's gone from assault and battery. And if I get in there, I'm going to be raped or something worse.
Yeah.
And I hear a thundering voice say, "Push him and run." And I didn't hear that voice until he went to open the door and he couldn't hold me, a gun, and open a door at the same time. And I pushed him and I ran. And the only office that was open was a broker's office because they start early. And I ran in there and I hugged a fabulous man and I started crying. And from that day forward, I knew that not only was I protected, but there is something beyond me that perhaps is me guiding everything that I do. And that voice, in order to connect to that voice, it's going to protect you if you're in a crisis situation. It will just show up. You just
Yeah.
have to believe it's going to show up. Or even if you don't believe, it shows up. But if you want that voice to be with you, you must ask for help and you must set your intention. And that mastermind on that boat, it was as if that voice that we all have connected and we raised our vibration. And that book was going to happen, whether some of us wanted to do it or not. It just happened, much like the event. Before the event started, hardly anybody signed up. And I said, I'm going to that field and I'm going to have an event, whether one person shows up or 500 or 10,000. And it worked because that voice, that mastermind grew because people understood it was more than dressing up as a butterfly. It was more than praying for peace. It was taking a stand for who we are. We are beautiful people deserving of wealth, deserving of happiness, deserving to live our truth. And that's how that happened.
That is so powerful. Oh my goodness, right? We're all sitting at the edges of our seats listening to this story of New York. Oh my goodness. And you know, I lived in New York for 10 years myself, and it's I am bringing up some memories. But so I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you survived. And it sounds like it was your higher power, your wisdom, God, the universe, your intuition, that wisdom that is, like you said, within each and every one of us can be accessed. Listen and ask for help and believe that you do have the power to protect yourself. How did you get, Teresa, from a Columbia law student? I mean, that's prestigious. How did you transpire from being a lawyer in New York City? And don't you live in Wyoming now?
Oh, I live in Wyoming and my office is in a covered wagon. I think I just sent you a picture
okay.
of me. In a,
wow.
I just sent you a picture of me with the covered wagon. But I practiced in New York for a short period of time. And then we transitioned to the West Coast. We lived in Bend, Oregon for years. But then COVID hit and we realized we could live anywhere. And so we had honestly watched too many episodes of Mountain Men. It's true. And we wanted to live that life. And I am of the opinion, having survived COVID, we all did, that this is our moment, people. This is it. If you have a dream, go for it now, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. And so how did I get here? I wanted to be here. And I am going through my list and it is my time to shine. And I'm just going for it. If I want to do something, I will find a way to do it.
I love it. What an inspiration. Everyone, every day is a gift. Take advantage. Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. I love it. I used to have a tagline to my company, which is grow to be you, follow your dreams, open, spread your wings, follow your dreams. Yeah, it's something
Free
like
wings.
That. But it is. Spread your wings. Yeah. And fly. Follow your dreams, spread your wings and fly. And why not? And why not? Okay. So you may have obligations to family, to, you know, we've got bills to pay, et cetera. But give yourself that self-care, that self-nourishment to really be authentic and find your voice and let her or him speak out loud and be true and authentic. So are you from New York City? Is that how?
I was born in Cuba.
In Cuba?
I have this whole immigrant story that resonates with most of the planet. And we moved to New York when I was 3 and a half. And, you know, we did that whole immigrant, I want to fit in with American culture so much that I want to hide. But I grew up in a town that valued sports and education, and the Cuban culture values sports and education and excellence in all things. So I feel very blessed to have grown up in the suburbs of New York. And my family is very accomplished. We believe very highly in education, the value of it. I went to Columbia Law School. My sister went to Columbia Medical School. We are a family of doctors and lawyers and engineers, and And I want to give you the backstory of Cuba, if that's okay with you, because
Sure.
that is the beginning of the whole
Ears are
journey.
wide open. Your story is fascinating.
So my story is much like other people's story of displacement. And this the whole thing started when I was about two. My father was teaching medicine at the University of Havana, and it was a time of revolution in Cuba. Like Castro was in, the country was communist, but my father wasn't communist, but he was teaching medicine at the University of Havana, and they had a meeting, and the communist anthem was played, and he said, "You know, I'm not going to stand up. I don't believe in this." Okay, so that simple act of not standing up,
Yeah.
all of these people that he had gone to school with, Cuba's a little island. You know, it's not like the United States. It's like, you know, the people you go to school with forever, especially at that high level. They all turned around and pointed at him and said, "You don't belong here." Within the following 2 weeks, he lost his job and he got thrown in prison, and everything we had was taken from us. And
Oh my
so, as a
goodness.
child, and I'm the youngest of four kids, I'm watching my dad live in fear. My mother also lost her job, and everything taken from us. And it is like such a, it's a vibration of true fear, right? People, I know you have felt this because we've all felt fear, but this is a pervasive, like, layer. And at that moment, you know, my parents had choices. They could stay in Cuba and play the role of victims, but instead, they petitioned to get out. And so, what I learned as a child is that we have choices. And they chose to leave the country and create a new storyline for themselves. And I learned the power of story. And when COVID hit, and I saw all the kids on the border, because parents were sending their kids to the border alone. And I know what it's like to be alone, because when we got to the US, we got separated because we're a family of six people. Very few people can afford to feed six people for a long period of time until they get on their feet. I wanted to help them process their emotions. So I wrote this little book. It's called Gloriousness.
Oh.
And you can find that on Amazon, people. It's in
So
English.
for people who are only listening, the book is it looks like a children's book. It's got an adorable image of a little girl, kind of dirty with her torn jeans, and she's eating, I think.
Yes. And she starts off very messy, and then she realizes that she can choose to be anybody she wants. And at the end, she chooses to be Glorious Ness, because her name is Ness. And the book teaches the kids to process their emotions and to master their narrative, their story. And I believe that if you teach kids to do that at an early age, you inevitably give them power. And that's what I'm trying to do with the nonprofit. So I wrote that book, and I thought I wanted to save the world. And so I was going to give it out all over the world. And I ended up in Kenya, but I fell in love with the Kenyan people. And so things progressed from there. So am I from New York? Yes, in a way, I believe I'm a New Yorker.
Absolutely. If you started there at the age of three, you're definitely a New Yorker,
Yeah.
but with Cuban roots and yeah, wow. Quite the story. So, for people who are, I don't know, thinking about change, what would you suggest to them?
Well, first, I have to tell them that before COVID, I would go to all of these empowerment seminars, and powerful people would be in the front, and they would go, "All you have to do is believe, and you can do it." And then you would go and you'd take all these personality tests and this and that, and they'd say, "Oh, yes, you have the power to become this or that and the other thing." And I would sit there and I would say, "I don't know how to do that." And I would shrink and I'd go, "Well, this was interesting, but I can't do that." And what happened after COVID is it's like a switch went on. And it occurred to me that I didn't care if I knew how to do something. Nothing was going to happen if I didn't try. And nothing was going to happen if I didn't just set a vision and go for it. And so what I have to say to people is, this is our time. I mean, for the whole planet, this is it. We have to go for it because nobody else is going to do your dream. Oh, and this is the thing. I want to go back to spirit because I'm taking another course and we're reading this fabulous book, which I'll just, it's called The Soul's Code. And it talks about how spirit guides you. And but it also says, we all have these great ideas, and then we see other people create those ideas. And then we sit back and we wonder why. And it's my personal belief that we are all connected to some beautiful creative being that created everything. And so all of the ideas are there. And we're being gifted with an idea, but if we don't act on it, you think that idea is going to stay with us?
Right.
It's like, no,
Absolutely.
it moves on to the next person who has the courage to say, I don't care what people think about me. I don't care how I look. I am not here to please you or to take care of you. If I take care of myself, I make the world better, and I will make you better because you will learn to take care of yourself and to go after your dreams. So what I have to say to people, leadership training works. Invest in yourself, believe in yourself, and make a list of things you want to do and systematically go through them because this is it.
I love it. Absolutely. Make a list and go through it. Prioritize. So in our last couple of minutes, how can people reach you? And I do believe you're offering a gift to our viewers.
Well, I believe that I am at a point, and I know I am because I mentor people all the time, that if you have a dream and you want a cheerleader and you just want to talk about it, get a hold of me. I am offering a 15-minute meet and greet and a possible, you know, an opportunity to hear what it is that you have to say. And perhaps we can come up with ways to collaborate or at least get you on your magical path to success. And
Oh,
so,
lovely.
so that is what I am offering. And people can get a hold of me by emailing me at yourtrueness@gmail.com. And that's yourtrueness@gmail.com.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. It has been a delight and a joy to have you with us today. We are all inspired to step into our greatness and to go out and wear our butterfly wings and play and have fun.
Yes, I hope you all participate next year, June 28th, 2025.
There you go, June 28th, 2025. Mark your calendars. Thank you, audience, for listening. We're so excited to have you here and looking forward to our next guest, our next interview. Please stick around and join us for creating abundance of health, wealth, and happiness. Here's to a beautiful moment, a beautiful day, and a beautiful life.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.